Headquarters, popularly known as Kayaye, have been asked to take advantage of the numerous educational institutions in order to enlighten themselves and their dependents. This is the only way to lift themselves out of poverty. The acting director for the Department of Children at the Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs, Mariam Ayahia, made this comment at this year's Reaching Out to the Vulnerable dubbed Time with the Kayaye at Abublushi Market in Accra. Antoinette Abba was there and her father's report.
The program was organized by Society for Women and AIDS in Africa, SWA, UNFPA, and the Ministry for Women and Children's Affairs. Participants visited the shelters of the Kayayes and observed the busy facilities they use. They were also taken through voluntary HIV and AIDS testing and counseling. Madame Mariam Ayahia said lack of funds is one of the factors affecting the smooth implementation of policies tailored to meet the needs of the vulnerable in society. She has therefore called on NGOs and other agencies to go to the aid of the ministry in a collective effort to reduce poverty to achieve the MDG Goal 1. The UNFPA representative Bernard Coughlin entreated the girls to know their rights. This, he noted, will prevent others from trampling on them. He said despite government interventions, more needs to be done about the education on their reproductive system and sexually transmitted diseases. The president of Society for Women and AIDS in Africa, SWA, Nancy Ansah, said NGOs must take up active roles to eliminate cultural practices that suppress women. She said SWA has trained peer educators among the Kayaye to assist their colleagues and give timely information on HIV and AIDS. She called on organizations and individuals to invest in the three regions of the north to reverse the trend of young women traveling to Accra to engage in head porting.
Antoinette Abbe's report.